This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Air Force released grim new details Tuesday from the evacuation chaos at the international airport in Kabul. Spokeswoman Anne Stefanik said human remains were found in the wheel well of a military plane that was swarmed by civilians desperate to flee from the Taliban. Stefanik said Tuesday that the aircraft, which landed in Qatar, is currently impounded so the remains can be collected and the aircraft inspected before it returns to normal operations. A U.S. official speaking to VOA on condition of anonymity left open the possibility that individuals may have climbed into more than one of the C-17's wheel wells before takeoff on Monday. Video from the airport shared on social media showed disorder and desperation, including some Afghans clinging to the sides of a U.S. military aircraft and what appeared to be two people falling from a U.S. military plane after it took off. Stefanik said in her statement that the Air Force One Office of Special Investigations is leading a review of the incident. She also said, "Our hearts go out to the families of the deceased." At a news conference in Kabul, a Taliban spokesman vowed Tuesday to respect women's rights, in his words, within Islamic law, and form what he said would be an inclusive Islamic government. The Taliban announced Tuesday a general amnesty for all Afghans, including government officials, and urged them to return to work. Pentagon officials say the U.S. military is communicating with the Taliban while ramping up the air evacuation of Americans and Afghan allies from the Kabul airport. You can keep up on all the developments in Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Council is to hold a special session next week on the situation in Afghanistan to address what it calls serious human rights concerns after the Taliban takeover. This, according to a United Nations statement on Tuesday. Pakistan requested the meeting, and nearly 90 other countries are supporting the move. Britain and France are among those supporting it. China and Russia are not. Unidentified armed men have killed 37 civilians, including 14 children, in an attack on a village in southwest Niger. This, according to International Security Service memos and a local official. The attack occurred on Monday in the commune of Bani Bangu near the Malian border, where Islamist militants have massacred hundreds of civilians this year. The government did not respond to requests for comment on the information, which was shared by two security sources with Reuters and confirmed by a local official who attended a mass funeral in the village. Armed groups in southwest Niger have killed more than 420 civilians and driven tens of thousands of others from their homes in 2021. This according to an August 11th report from the Human Rights Watch. The attacks are part of a wider conflict spanning the borderlands of Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger in Africa's Sahel region, where jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State are seeking to take control. The United States has declared a water shortage on the Colorado River, which supplies water to millions of people in the American Southwest. The declaration opens the door to cuts in water supplies that will primarily affect farmers in the state of Arizona next year. The Colorado River supplies water to Lake Mead. That's the highest capacity water reservoir in the United States. The water level there has dropped to a level not seen since the 1930s, when the lake was first formed by the building of the Hoover Dam. Experts say a warming climate is to blame for the reduction in rain and snow runoff that normally help fill the Colorado River. And Cuba has turned to the military to provide oxygen amid a surge in cases of coronavirus. The government announced on Sunday that the Caribbean island's main oxygen plant had broken down in the midst of a Delta variant-driven coronavirus surge that has resulted in record numbers of cases and deaths, swamping some provincial health systems. The health crisis, on top of economic woes, has resulted in a scarcity of consumer goods and frayed nerves in the communist-run country. On July 11th, tens of thousands took to the streets in protest, the most serious unrest since the early days of the 1959 Communist Revolution. Again, you can find more on all of those stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.